So right now, I'd like to bring up a woman who's a musician and also a wonderful poet. Please welcome Faith Senyi.
I just want to throw out a couple of mentions before I get started. Next Monday, if anybody is willing to play hooky from work or whatever, Dan and I are actually doing outdoor... probably going to be very cold, outdoor set up in Bedford at Bedford's final farmer's market of the season. And in November, on November 20th, we have our next house concert at our house in Bolton. A gentleman by name of Terrence Martin. And if you've never heard of Terrence Martin, you really owe it to yourself to go to martinsongs.com and check out his music. This guy is just phenomenal lyricist, and we are madly in love with his music and really looking forward to having him in. We actually have our entire schedule for the rest, as we know it today, entire schedule for the rest of the season over on the table over here. I haven't done any spoken word in a while, so I figured I'd throw out one short one and one not quite so short. First one's called 26 Letters. 26 letters, 26 little letters. Combine them at random, you'd likely get gibberish. Monkeys on typewriters, kittens on keyboards. Complete utter mishmash from 26 letters. 26 letters, 26 little letters. Laughter, hilarity, gust-busting giggles. Three Stooges, why sweetingly? John Stewart, George Carlin. The power of humor from 26 letters. 26 letters, 26 little letters. Hatred and vitriol, divisive invective. Hitler's best speeches, the dictator's diatribe. Hurtful and nasty from 26 letters. 26 letters, 26 little letters. Love songs and peace chants. First words from babies, Shakespeare, Jack Kennedy, Thoreau, and Kerouac. Inspiration and beauty from 26 letters. 26 letters, 26 little letters, with the power to hurt or the power to heal. It's all in the ways they're combined in together. Consider the power of 26 letters. And this next one, there was a songwriting exercise down at Amazing Things down in Framingham a few months ago. And I actually, thanks to Tom Smith's daughter, Mally, I actually got a song about my grandmother out of that. And I thought about doing that tonight, but next week is actually the anniversary of my grandmother's birthday, so I'm saving it for next week at Twice Told Tales. But there was another one of the adjective noun phrases that was thrown out, and it might actually have been yours, Tom, I'm not sure. Faded scar? That was your... that phrase kept reaching out and grabbing me, and this, I don't know where this came from. I don't know anybody really who fits these descriptions, but this just demanded to be written. It's called Faded Scars. Grandpa, what's this mark? It's a scar, little one. I got it in a faraway land called Vietnam, when a landmine near me blew up a tree and I got a splinter of wood in my arm. Does it hurt? A long time ago it did, but not anymore. She's just a child. You can't tell her that what triggered the landmine was your best buddy stepping on it, that the tree was where the top of his body landed and the splinter in your arm was his bone, not wood. You can't tell her that you still wake up 40-odd years later in a cold sweat, crying at the sight of the blood and bone and flesh. The physical scars have healed and faded, but the mental ones remain. Daddy, what's this metal thing? Oh, that's my new leg, sweetie. That's to replace my real leg that got badly hurt in Iraq and they had to cut it off. Does it hurt to wear it? A little. But now I don't need my crutches anymore, see? She's just a child. You can't tell her that when the roadside bomb went off, it killed everyone else in your unarmored Humvee. And the only thing that saved your life was the driver's last second swerve when he saw something suspicious. You can't tell her how guilty you feel that you only lost your leg while three good men lost their lives, one of them dying in your arms. The physical scars will heal and fade. The mental ones remain. Mama, what's that sound? That's Daddy, dear. He's just having a nightmare. Can I go wake him up? No, no, no. He'll be okay in a few minutes. Let him sleep. She's just a child. You can't tell her that Daddy has the same nightmare almost every single night. You can't tell her that the one time you shook his shoulder to try to wake him up out of it, you suddenly found yourself slammed up against the bedroom wall with his hand at your throat before he was awake enough to realize it was you, and that you had to wear a turtleneck for more than a week to hide the bruises. You can't tell her that you sleep on the floor in a far corner of the bedroom now because you're terrified of what else he might do in his sleep. Though he left no physical scars, the mental ones run deep.
That was an amazing piece. Thank you, Faith. Big hand, please, for Faith Senyi.